Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A partnership between Vilas County and UW Oshkosh for a pilot program to decontaminate watercraft using four lakes, two of which are infested with invasive spiny water fleas, was approved by the county board Tuesday. Currently, spiny water fleas are found at Stormy, Star, Trout, and Ike Walton Lakes in Vilas County. It's thought they were introduced via watercraft from live wells and motor bilges. Vilas County and the university will apply for a DNR grant to purchase a mobile diesel-powered hot water decontamination unit to be used on four lakes starting in June. Two lakes targeted are Star and Trout, and two others are Big Muskellunge and Plum that are thought not to be infested. The Vilas grant request is just about $9,500, and the university match will be about $5,000. The university will train two students and one county staff to operate the unit. All decontamination will be voluntary and be applied to all willing watercraft, both prior to launch and at lake exit. Specialized nozzles will be used for motor bilges. Donations to the project can be made to UW Oshkosh or the Vilas County Land and Water Department. A Marathon County judge is overseeing the case against a man accused of killing his wife back in 1982. Logan Wenger has details.
Robin Mendez has exercised his right to have Circuit Judge Leon Stantz removed from the trial. Wausau Judge Jill Falstead will now take over the murder trial against Mendez. Oneida County officials have been building up their case against Mendez since January and were even helped out by investigators from the TV series Cold Justice. According to police, Mendez was unaccounted for during the time of his wife's death, and his daughters say he never showed remorse following her death. An autopsy done on Mendez's wife showed that she was hit multiple times in the head with a hard object. He has yet to enter a plea in the case. Logan Wenger, WXPR News.
Veterans will have a chance to talk about their concerns when the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain hosts a series of town halls in the region. Spokesperson Brad Nelson says the town halls are open to veterans to talk about any subject.
We really do find these veteran town halls to be beneficial in updating our veterans on what VA is doing to improve access to health care, as well as to listening to their concerns. Another thing that we've been really emphasizing lately at our town halls, or, you know, as we market these town halls, is to welcome and invite any veterans who may not be enrolled in VA health care to come and just learn about what we have to offer.
They will be hosting a town hall in Boulder Junction at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, March 13th at the Boulder Junction Community Center. The town hall in Rhinelander will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, March 14th at the Rhinelander Veterans Center on Coon Street. There will also be a town hall in Goodman on the same day, March 14th, at the American Legion Post at 2 p.m. Tech-savvy veterans can also watch the Rhinelander event, as it will be on Facebook Live. Questions can also be submitted through Facebook while the event is going on. More information is available at the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain. With Mother Nature's cooperation, the directors of area chambers of commerce report a well-traveled winter tourism time. Teresa Smith at the Boulder Junction Chamber says the motels there have been sold out.
Most of that is due to snowmobiling, but we also see some cross-country skiers and snowshoers up here. On February 17th, we hosted our first annual Forest Frenzy Winter Triathlon here in Boulder Junction, and that was a great turnout with silent sports enthusiasts.
Teresa Smith says room tax revenue for the last quarter of 2017 was above the same time 1 year earlier. And Kim Emerson at the Eagle River Chamber also reported many visitors.
It's been a very good winter, being that we had lots of snow and we were able to have the ice castle and all the different winter activities were taking place. We had lots of people here in the Northwoods all winter long. Businesses have been saying that things have been very good. So overall, it's been a very good winter in Eagle River.
The tourism economy generated $1.5 billion in state and local revenue, saving Wisconsin taxpayers about $650 per household. Tourism directly and indirectly supports about 194,000 jobs in Wisconsin. And there's been a nervousness in the American stock market caused by movements by the Federal Reserve to inch interest rates up to keep inflation in check. Rising interest rates also affect mortgages and home affordability. Even with slightly higher consumer borrowing rates, a spokesperson for Wisconsin Realtors Association says housing loans are still a bargain compared to past years and decades. Economist David Clark.
Certainly mortgage rates have gone up, but they're still in the neighborhood of 4%. By historical standards, that's low. If you look at the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, where it stood in the beginning of January, it was just under 4% at 3.95%. By the time you got to the middle of February, it had moved up to 4.38%.
Clark says the moves by the Fed now are designed to keep inflation under control. In January of 1985, 30-year fixed mortgage rates were more than 13%. By January of 2012, rates had dipped to under 4%. The weather forecast for tonight: look for skies to become mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of snow, low around 21. For Thursday, a chance of morning snow, cloudy, high near 35. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low 14. Friday, sunny, high near 38. Saturday, sunny, high near 40. Sunday, partly sunny, high near 42. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.